Hey everybody, Mark Manson here with another commentary on three important life skills nobody ever taught you. These commentaries go into the research and ideas and background behind these articles so that you can get a better sense of what the hell I was thinking when I decided to put this together. This article, it's really funny. So this is the first article. I released my book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, September 13th. If you haven't read it, you need to go get it because it's the best damn thing I've ever written. And it consumed my life for pretty much most of the end of the summer of 2016. So I didn't write on the blog for about 2.5 months. And I was just fried. So I came off all the PR insanity of the book. And this happened with my first book as well, when I wrote Models Attract Women Through Honesty. When I finished that first book, I just felt like I had nothing else to say about dating and relationships for about 3 months. Because every idea I came up with, I would be like, well, I said that same thing better in the book, so why would I write an article about that? And with Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, the same thing started to happen. And so on top of all of having all the PR insanity, I was just not very inspired. And so in the beginning of October, I sat down, I wanted to write an article, and maybe for the first time in my life, I mean, I've had writer's block for short periods of time before, you know, like a day, 2 days, but this was pretty bad. Like I remember I went an entire week not being able to write anything, and then it got into the second week. I got about halfway into the second week and I was still not able to write anything. Or it wasn't that I literally wasn't typing words. I was typing words. It's just that everything that came out sounded shitty, seemed bad, and I was very unhappy with. So I actually ended up giving myself the rest of the second week off to just kind of, I figured, you know, maybe I'm just burnt out. I need to relax, chill out for a while. So I took the second half of the second week off and that weekend off and came back on the third week. And on the third week, I managed to squeeze out about 500 words of a decent article about being able to change your mind, being able to be persuaded. And I was like, okay, this is decent, but I can't really make an entire article out of this. And this happens a lot of times. Like I'd say for every article, every two articles on the site, there's probably a third that I've started, but I didn't complete. And it's usually because it's like, okay, this is a cool idea, but I can't really fill up like an entire post worth of content. You know, it's the most I can kind of get out of it is 400-500 words, which you know, for my standards, I prefer to do something longer. But I remembered that like 6 months ago, I also started an article about how to act without knowing the result that I also got about 500-600 words into and then just felt like I couldn't take it anywhere further. And so I started thinking, I was like, these are two very important life skills that I think everybody should know, but I can't really get entire articles out of either one. But maybe if I just throw them, like slap them together and then come up with a third skill and then do a cute little intro about being everybody's father, that'll be a pretty solid piece. And so I did that and it worked out. That not taking things personally, it's funny because that was, so I had these other two life skills that I'd been working on and writing, thinking about for a while, and it was like, crap, all right, what's the third one going to be? And I've been wanting to write an article about PC culture and people being offended all the time. I actually did kind of write an article a little bit like that back in June. It's called "The Living in the Age of Outrage," I believe. But I wanted to write something about more make it more personal. Like, just remind people of the fact that ultimately you are always like, if you're offended, it's because you're choosing to be offended. Now, that's not to say that you should never be offended. It's just to say that it's your choice. It's something that you are, whether you realize it or not, you are opting into. So I wrote something up quickly about that, and that was kind of a relief because I avoid the whole PC culture thing just because I know I'm going to get like a mountain of hate mail as soon as I touch it. But this was a nice way of just kind of touching on it briefly and, you know, kind of making a more practical life point about it. It's also, for any of you that have read Don Miguel Ruiz's The Four Agreements, it's also one of his four agreements. And that is one of the only self-help books that I actually really like. I think that his four agreements is actually like some pretty solid life advice. And I like it because it's principles. It's not, I don't like self-help books that are like, give you this huge list of exercises to go out and do. I like life principles. So put that in there. I actually played with the arrangement, like which order they would come in. Drew helped me out with that. And I was excited because I got to put this clip of the Joker into the article, and The Dark Knight's one of my favorite movies. So that was a nice little bonus.